Welcome back to What's Pleasant. I'm your host, Kelly Salguero. This week, we're bringing you Earthquakes, Eclipse, Commuter Appreciation Week, and Real Talk with the Setter. Sit back, hold on to something, and don't stare at the sun for too long, because it all starts now. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake rocked the Northeast last Friday morning. The earthquake centered near White House Station in New Jersey. What's Pleasant reporter Kelly interviewed fellow Pace students on their reactions.
Okay, can you please state your first and last name for me?
I'm Natalia Rojas.
Okay, and your major and your year?
I'm a psych major and it's my senior year.
Perfect, thank you. And can you tell me today, did you feel the earthquake?
Yes, I did.
And in that moment, what did you feel?
It was kind of like things were shaking, but not individually. It was more like the whole room was swaying to me is what it felt like.
And any other thoughts that you had in that moment once it was going on?
Well, for me, I thought I was just getting dizzy. I thought it was just like me because I was alone. So I didn't have anybody to base it off until somebody texted me like, did you feel that too? So for a second, I thought I was just going down. But no, it was the whole building that was shaking.
Okay, can you please state your first and last name for me?
My name is Vanessa Gay.
My name is Natalie Maldonado.
And your majors?
I'm a health science major, public health minor.
I'm a communications major.
Okay, and did you both feel the earthquake today?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Okay, and what did you guys feel in that moment?
I didn't feel panic, but I was in class and I'm like, what's going on? And my teacher didn't feel it. I'm like, girl, what are you doing?
I was like laying in bed listening to music and I was like, is that a big truck? Then I look at the window, there was nothing. Then I was like, what's going on? And then you text me and then I was like, oh, it was actually an earthquake. That's weird because I'm from Ecuador and we have earthquakes all the time. So I was like, I thought you guys didn't have anything here and this is following me. So yeah.
No, and I said, y'all, I don't know if I'm bugging, but I know I felt that earthquake.
And can you describe what you saw or what you felt being in the classroom?
I just was like, we were just looking at each other and the teacher didn't feel nothing. I'm like, girl, you right there. And I felt it like it was moving. I'm like, okay, I mean, and we're looking at each other. We're like, cancel, finish class type vibes.
And what did you guys think, like any afterthoughts once you guys found out it was like a 4.8 earthquake in Jersey?
I was like, oh, maybe like we got the earthquake, but it wasn't as drastic over there. Because, you know, if it's over there, that means it's definitely shook harder than here. So for me, I was like, oh, it's okay. We're chilling. We're alive and well by the grace of God. So
I FaceTimed my mom and told her we had an earthquake. And she was like, oh, my God, you have to evacuate because, you know, in Ecuador, is like, yeah, that's how it is in Ecuador. And I was like, no. And she was like, is that line on the ceiling? Was there before? And I was like, yes, it was there before. Don't worry. It's not going to crash. Yeah.
An aftershock was also reported hours after measuring a 4.0 magnitude. For more information, view online for more news. Last Monday, a solar eclipse crossed North America, plunging several states from Texas to Maine in complete darkness. What's Pleasant went out to ask setters about their eclipse experience.
What's your first name, last name, year, and major?
Matthew Burke, communications.
Scott Glover, digital cinema filmmaking major.
Lorenzo Osorio, digital cinema and filmmaking major.
Charlie Woodbury, also digital cinema and filmmaking major.
So, how was your eclipse? Where were you?
I was at Alumni Lawn. I had a really good time with friends watching the eclipse.
I was outside of Wilcox. I was doing some documentary stuff, like editing, and then we took a little break to watch the solar eclipse.
So I was here on campus, mainly up by the admin building, and it was really cool to see how the moon was starting to cover the sun like that.
So yeah, I was also by the admin building. Originally I was down on the lawn, but then I went to the admin building to get away from the noise. Thankfully Lorenzo was also there, along with a couple friends, and we just watched it. It was pretty cool because last time I missed it because me and my sister made a really crappy homemade eclipse glasses, and we couldn't see anything. We were just looking into a cardboard box.
Did you get the glasses? Did they hand out glasses, actually?
Glasses were handed out, but I had my own glasses, and I shared some with others.
When I got out there and I put the glasses on, I would say like it was almost filled, but it looked like a toenail. But it looked pretty fire to look at.
So how are you going to prepare for the next eclipse?
Oh, we got 20 years, so I don't know, just wait, be ready for it, and try to get our glasses with some anticipation, because we were really scrambling to get them, like, the day of. So, yeah.
Be alive. That's how I'm going to prepare. I don't know what 20 years is going to bring, but I guess be alive is priority number one.
Did you see anyone, like, look at the sun, like, with their eyes? Or did you look at the sun with your eyes without the glasses on?
Absolutely not. I knew it would be dangerous.
A lot of people that was outside, a lot of people, like, thought it would be a good idea to just, like, take their glasses off and see it for themselves. I kind of laughed at them, but.
Sure. Anything else you'd like to add?
All right. Shout out Pace Docs. Poster reveal in 2 days, and the premiere is May 2nd.
Shout out Tabletop Club. Meet every Tuesdays. We got some good stuff coming up next semester. Hopefully next year's Eclipse is not on Monday, because Monday's for the boys.
Okay, guys, April Fool's is over. You can join the Chronicle now. I'm not kidding. I've been sitting on the third floor of Wilcox Hall with an empty box of pizza because they left me here for spring break. My meal plan is running out, and I know that yours is too. Just come on Monday at 12:15 p.m. We had free pizza. Follow us on Instagram at Pace Chronicle. Did you hear about Commuter Appreciation Week? It kicked off last Monday and ran through Friday afternoon. This week, Woods Pleasant interviewed commuters to gather their sense of appreciation at Pace. Can you please state your first and last name for me and your major?
Hi, I'm Sophia Philippe, and I'm a communications major.
Thank you. And are you a resident or a commuter?
I am a commuter.
Now, as a commuter, you do know that this week is Commuter Appreciation Week. Do you feel appreciated?
I feel like the university makes certain efforts to make commuters feel appreciated. However, and I see that as a commuter advisory board has been created, but over the 4 years I've been here, there has been a significant increase in the appreciation that I feel.
Okay, and do you feel that the commuter board could do more?
No, I feel like their efforts have been pretty consistent this past year. I've seen a lot of events that have been happening on campus at reasonable times when commuters are here and can make it. So I think they're doing a really good job, and I hope that this continues to happen and the advisory board continues to grow after I'm gone, after I'm graduated.
But besides that, what other efforts should they do to continue this improvement?
Definitely, you know, keep having consistent events, not only throughout Commuter Appreciation Week, but throughout the months, throughout the academic year. And also something that I've always wanted to do personally is to interact more with, like, the residents that live here, so that, you know, maybe I could become, like, friends with them and then, like, get more involved in campus in that way. But yeah, just having more consistent events throughout the year and maybe collaborating more with residential students.
Welcome back to Real Talk with the Setter, a segment where we interview setters about themselves and their lives at Pace, coming to you live from the audio room.
Welcome back to Real Talk with the Setter. I'm Jose Usofrie.
And I'm Kat Brennan.
So what's your first name, last name, your major?
So my first name is Kat Brennan. My full name is Kat Brennan, and I am a communications major.
So you were recently on the Pace Docs, right?
Yes. Yes, I was.
And what was the film you were shooting?
We were filming a documentary about Coopers and Cooperage and barrels, pretty much.
Very nice. And it was in Spain, right?
It was in Spain. We went to Montilla. That's where we did most of our filming. Then Cordoba for a day, and then Malaga.
So how was it? Like, tell me about the process from start to end, the journey.
God. It was exhausting, but it was also probably the best week of my life. From the start, the first part of the journey, before we even get to Spain, we have to do so much, like, research and preparation. We had a whole bunch of things because we only had a week of shooting when we were in Spain.
Yeah.
And we only had 4 or 5 days of shooting because we went for the Easter holidays, so everything was closed. So we had even less time than usual. And before we go, we have to research and prepare and be ready. And we have to know what we need and how we're going to get it. And then getting on the plane was the worst. I don't like airplanes. I like my feet being on the ground. I don't like to fly. And it was the longest flight of my life. It was like 7 hours, and then we had a layover. And then we make it to Spain. We eat dinner, we pass out. And then boom, 7 o'clock in the morning, it's go time. And we filmed, it would be 12-hour days. We would film starting 7 in the morning. We'd go, we'd debrief, we'd get ready, we'd go to a location. We'd have an hour for lunch, like 1 to 2. Back out filming until 8 o'clock at night. And then we'd eat dinner and we'd log. And I got 30 hours of sleep for the entire week. And it was great.
Oh my God. I heard people got sick on on set and stuff.
Yeah, I will say there are only 3 people who did not get sick. Yeah, I had the flu over the weekend.
You have the flu now.
I had the flu over the weekend. And my favorite part about having the flu was when I texted the group chat we have with all the girls. Because we like to coordinate our outfits. We like to look pretty for when we did dinner. So I was like, yeah, I have a fever. And all of them were like, oh my God, I also feel like shit. And I was like, yeah. So call that the Spanish flu. We all got sick. It was bad. But we're good. We're tapped in. We're good. We're ready. You know, nothing that some Tammy flu and a straight weekend of sleeping can't fix.
That's so true. Oh my God. And isn't there another film happening too? The has Cammy in it. I know.
Vanish. Yes.
Vanish.
That is the superhero trilogy of Pace University that is going on. That I believe they want to release it soon, like really soon. What can I say about Vanish?
Are you on Vanish?
I helped out with the production of Vanish. Okay. I did the prop. So there's a scene where Julian, who plays therapy man, picks up he gets hit by a giant rock. I made the rock. There's a scene where Justin throws a door. I made the door. Things like that. It was really fun, but it's a bit of a nightmare. It's just a lot. It's a lot. The original cut was like 63 minutes, and now it's down under half an hour. So it's just been a really long process of cutting everything and making sure everything is snappy and good and watching it back and doing this and doing that. And there's a ton of special effects that Professor Liu has been doing that it's just every time I see that timeline, I get a headache.
Anything else you'd like to add for the Pace people out there?
Good luck, guys. 1 month. 1 month.
1 month. Actually, no, like 29 days.
29 days.
Yeah.
And then we're done. We got this.
For good. No more until, you know, until after the summer ends.
Yeah. It's not 1 month and then we're back. 4 months. I'm going to rot in bed for all of May.
Thank you. That's all we have for this week. My name is Kelly Salguero. Tune in next week for more campus updates.